Whistle stop number 3, Village of Rayboro. Welcome to Rayboro, named after Colonel Thomas Ray, one of the pioneer settlers in 1820, a man of prominence in the community, a carpenter, cooper, blacksmith, and weaver. Everyone knew Colonel Ray. Even today, there are names of other descendants from the original pioneer settlers, such as Reed, Burke, Callahan, Kelly, Hickson, and Smith. The village at one time was a very busy place. It had a blacksmith shop, cheese factory, grain elevator, chopping mill, a sawmill, a general store, a post office, and a train station. From where you're standing, if you look east toward Omimi, approximately 200 meters on the left side of the trail, a train station known as Kelly's Crossing operated. It was a busy station, shipping grain, milk, cheese, and other agricultural items to Toronto, and dropping off and picking up passengers. New highways and the automobile resulted in the train station being closed and torn down in 1959. Unfortunately, there's very little of the building that remains to indicate the exact location. Hazen Blair, a local resident, remembers as a child the importance of the mail and the train. The train would take up or catch a mailbag off a pole situated alongside the railway track near the train station while the train was still moving. The mail catcher protrudes from the side of the mail train car. It would pick up the mail from the hook arm extending out from the mail pole until one day it dropped the bag and the contents spread along the train tracks for almost a kilometer. Hazen and others picked up the mail and delivered it to the post office at the general store. And the owner rewarded the kids with candy, a real treat in those days of the 1930s. Directly in front of you is the house that was once the general store, which along with the train station formed the nucleus of the village. Mrs. Ross Carr, in her book Ops, Land of Plenty, wrote that the general store was the meeting place for everyone. Farmers, hired help, wives, children, and retirees, young and old, gathered especially on Saturday nights. According to Mrs. Carr, topics of conversation rarely ever rose beyond neighborhood gossip. A good joke or a story was enjoyed by all. In particular, Mrs. Carr remembered the sizable wood-burning stove for heat and coal oil lamp for light. It wasn't until 1934 that electricity came to the village. In 1962, Rayboro's general store closed and the village became a quiet country burg where all that remains is a post office. Although a few more new houses have been built in the village, there are no more train whistles. They've been replaced with the sounds of bike pedals, chains, and crunching of stone as people and horses travel the trail. One thing they do have that many other communities in Canada do not is the Trans-Canada Trail. It goes right through their village, and Rayboro is connected to the rest of Canada along the longest trail in the world.